Podcast Audio Chat. To connect to our always-on and always-streaming audio chat, go to audiochat.thegologist.com. This is a new and exciting way to communicate with fellow thegologists around the globe. Each day we compress and post the day's audio into a file that can be big or small. Discover new voices and ideas that talk about media fakery like you never did before. To listen to the live stream, go to s3.fakeologist.com. Now, on with the audio chat.
Bob.
Hey, Van Tassel.
There, man.
Hey there, Van Tassel.
Yeah, I hear you. Do you want me?
Hey, what's happening, buddy?
You hear me?
Yeah, I hear you. I was just on the wrong Bluetooth. How you been?
No worries, man. Yeah, good, good.
You want to have a chat?
I don't mind, man. I keep complaining. I just left the thing open. I was listening to music, but I didn't know if it was coming through or not, and if that's good or bad or what.
Are you still in Glasgow?
Yeah.
How's the lockup? How's the mat? Are you masked up? Even in your house?
No, man. What just happened today, 10th, I think it's the 10th, is you're not allowed to go into supermarkets without a mask. So
yeah,
that's a big thing. Previously, there was like that wasn't happening. But now that is like proper no sense, but people are doing it. I don't know, maybe there'll be a whole influx of people who just, like, order shit online instead. I know I will.
I hope so.
Yeah,
I do.
Yeah.
I've been doing it for 10 years.
Yeah, right.
My wife's the one that goes out in the field, and she wore a mask for the first time today. She took a picture of it. I won't share it because she's not. And you could tell she's glaring behind the mask.
Yep.
He said, how do you know I'm not smiling? I said, I can read your eyes.
Yeah, your eyes, man, yeah.
She is not happy. She's almost like a muzzled,
yeah.
A muzzled dog. I know. I can just see it.
Anything. It's the muzzle.
It's that the mask is definitely a humiliation ritual to let people know they're in a transition time between before and after. What after holds, I don't know exactly. I think it's just
it's a tool as well.
That's a tool, of course. But hey, if you're a lech like me looking at girls, now you can't look at their face anymore. Which, you know, could be positive.
Don't you love me for my eyes?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I don't like looking at masks, so I gotta look at the rest.
Yeah, well,
that's plausible.
You're going to have to start getting inventive with the masks again. I was thinking that today. I mean, I was like, there's no way I'm going to wear a mask, but if I did have, I was just thinking, I was just going, wear a mask like they want you to, but then wear a mask on top of the mask. So I've got a werewolf mask. Isn't that double protection? And at least I'm doing some sort of solidarity with the people who don't want to do it, but I'm doing it. Ridiculous.
It's hard enough to breathe. Today we have, we're hot here in Toronto. We've had, this is day 10 over 30.
Mm.
And it does affect the air quality. Now there's more vehicles on the road. There's more ground level pollution, no doubt about that. I never argued about ground level pollution because you can taste it, you can smell it. You can see it, and there's no way it's good for you. So I'm not wearing a mask for that reason. I can't breathe.
Yeah.
ITB. I can barely breathe without a mask.
Ridiculous, isn't it? Right.
So I will not be wearing a mask.
Why are we not aware masks catching flu every year?
But on the other hand, it also just depends how much you want to pick a fight. Because there will be people that will talk to you and confront you. So you have to be ready for that. And most of us have lived our lives without interacting at all with people. They will not look at you.
Yeah.
And now you're going to get a couple, you're going to get one out of 100 that are going to pick a fight of some sort.
I think the other thing is it gets more concentrated. People can only look at the eyes. See any, it's easy to confuse a lot of like cues just with the eyes, you know, like I'm gonna fucking kill you or what are you talking about? Or kind of the same thing.
Yeah, well. I couldn't read lips before, so I don't think I can read eyes.
No, that's what I'm saying. It's gonna get well confusing and then people are gonna be like wrong thing. I haven't seen it so far, but that is like a step too far for me to actually go in. Unless I'm going to do it absolutely ridiculously and a half, I'll do it that way. But just trying, it's unbelievable to have the conversations with the people at the front door, pick up every item in the store. That's my hand. I understand why you know.
You're breaking up a bit. Can you lean into the mic a bit or put on your headset?
Oh, sorry, man. I was just saying, to have the crazy conversation with the person at the front desk, you know, at the front door, seems ridiculous because I'm just going to walk into your store and you want to cover my mouth. I'm going to pick up every single object, same as everybody else. And no one has gloves on, and no one has, like, eye protection on, surely it would travel the same way in your ears. It doesn't make any sense. So,
not meant to make sense.
It's humiliation, totally right. Like,
oh, it's a humiliation / transition ritual. That's all it is.
Really unfortunate that seems to be sticking. And I'm just more look into it and use my own as well. It's not so much that there's so much fake news, it's actually fake, you know, like everything's put together in a way that it's all CGI. I think it's been something being able to be reinforced to everybody be a whole.
Have you been looking on FakeOTube lately? FakeOTube.com? FakeOTube.com for anyone listening.
Oh, I guess you're not hearing me. No.
You're not looking on FakeOTube at all?
Not just now. I mean, I get your alert, and I'm pretty much up with wherever you are. nothing's ever really that new, I guess.
Wait a sec. What alert are you getting?
I get an email alert when you post up and stuff.
At FakeOTube or at Fakeologist?
Oh, we at Fakeologist. That'd be a cool thing to get, man. That'd be a good thing to put on the FakeOTube thing, though, as well, if you got, like, a little thing on video.
I have 5 different platforms. Are you on Twitter at all? Twitter?
And what, sorry?
Twitter. Are you on Twitter? Are you familiar with
Twitter? I just got banned yesterday, like, 2 days ago or so.
What for? What did you do?
I said words.
Okay, you have to join fakeologist.social.
Well, what's that?
Okay, that is a decentralized Twitter knockoff. Hold on a sec.
You're listening to another hour of Fakeologist audio chat on fakeologist.com.
Pay no attention to that man behind the curtain.
I see a better drum solo, man.
Fakeologist.social. Are you on your computer now?
Yeah, I'm not going to do it now. I'm just going to say, can I do you a better drum solo for that break? Because have it sounding actually quite nice. And I like.
Oh, you like that bumper?
I don't.
Why don't you like it?
It's really full on, man. Like, you can have a nice Neil Peart sample or something.
Well, if you want to do a bumper, feel free.
Oh, cool. I'll do it, man.
Oh, yeah. Velocet from oaksyndicate.com, did 10 of them for me. And that was quite a while ago. They are getting stale. So if you
have a nice
bumper, do it. I'll put it in the rotation. No problem.
I've got, like, an archive of thousands of hours. I've been a musician my whole life, so
go for it, man. Hey, that's a donation in and of itself. I don't just need cash. You don't have to send blankets or water.
No,
just send your cash. But if you don't have any cash, You can do bumpers. That'd be great.
Cool, man. I'll get on it.
Get on it. I can't guarantee I'll use every one of them, but I like them, I'll use them.
I was known as Metal Alex Lifeson at one point.
Oh, I love Alex Lifeson. That guy's a...
Oh, me too, man.
Uber talent.
I did a record with Bruce Dickinson from Iron Maiden.
Oh, wow. Iron Maiden, I put them more in the noise category, but okay. My brother used to shake our house with them when he was angry.
It was after he'd left them and all that.
My brother would play Iron Maiden in our wood-framed house on volume number 11 and vibrate everyone out of their teeth. That's how I know Iron Maiden.
Right.
Yeah.
No, I was only going to say
Do they have noisy cars where you are? These cars, no. I'm telling you. All the young people take the mufflers off their cars here. They're so annoying. Is that a global thing?
I was going to say, the record I did with him, that's what everyone said at the time. It was like, sounds like him doing Rush. Cause I wrote the music, you know? And I love Alex Lifeson, so I had that whole, like, wide stereo chorus thing and half a track. We're like, oh, we don't like him doing that. All the metal fans hated it. All the industry loved it. Of a cult, right? Yeah.
All right, well, you're certainly more than welcome to do a bumper. Thank you. Now, let's get back to psychologist.social. Let's explain this to the heathen masses that dare listen to me.
He always used me as an advert all the time.
I use you as a what?
Advert.
Well, I don't know about that. I'm not using you. You're a good man. I'm using you as a sounding board.
All right, go on then.
Go on to psychologist.social. I'm trying to help you. It's not a shameless plug.
I'm not doing that again, man. No, fuck Twitter. There's no way I'm...
This is the only
social media I ever did, and I did it for like 2 months, and it's shite.
This isn't Twitter. I'm telling you, this is my server. This is my server. So if you've got something to say, get an account there.
And who are you talking to then?
Who am I talking to?
You're on that server.
Okay, listen. Psychologist.social is my Mastodon server. What does that mean? That means that you can send tweets and follow other people on other servers. It's a decentralized network. So if there's somebody on Mastodon that you like, you can follow them from my server. It's how email used to work before it was all centralized. So my server will grab whoever you're following on whatever server they're on and bring his tweets over and put it in your timeline. And if I follow you, I can follow you. Your tweets will show up on... Yes?
That's using Twitter as a source, yeah.
It's not using Twitter at all.
Oh, okay.
No, not. So sign up to psychologist.social, and then you can look on other Mastodon servers for other people to follow, and you'll get a very, very high signal-to-noise ratio. Instead of garbage, you're going to get mostly stuff you want. Check it out.
I wanted to tell you something, right? I'm a wee bit drunk, right? But this is something that's bothered me, and I don't know, is this getting recorded?
This is being recorded and broadcast to the world right now.
So I'm a normal person and all, but like, I've just told you, here's something.
If you sign up at psychologist.social, I'll prove you later.
Prove my humanness anytime you want.
I'll approve your account.
Yeah, okay. This is a weird one, right? So I told you before that it was the Vegas thing that got me opened up to my eyes to the fact that it was a lot things everywhere else.
Well, of course. Something's got to open your eyes.
No, but it does, yeah. And I remember the night it happened, you know, and instead of being guided, you were looking at it and you were going, oh, that's
all right.
Or even crappy videos, like everyone asked, oh, this gets fucking weird and deep on a personal level. This is why I'm telling you this seems important. Weird as fuck. So that got me going, all right.
Hey, Vantas, have you got a headset?
No, I'll get closer. Sorry, I'll just do this shortly, man. And just, I want you to let it, it's, yeah. So, that happened, and then all this, you know, the way with a psyops happening or whatever, you know, the information overload, left and right, like follow this trail, and they're all the trails seem to be, like, set out and led for you. But one of them seemed to be oddly led for me, and this is a complete truth, and it's the weirdest thing. So, you've got this, biggest shooting, and it's happening from the mandolin. And I also played in Robbie Williams' band, right, for like 3 years, recording with him as well. And one of the songs I recorded on, called Mandolin, right, it's weird because apparently I only saw it because some people would be doing research on the Vegas. In the video, apparently in the hell, and like he presses the right button or something, whatever the fuck it is, it doesn't really matter. That's another weird, like, third left turn, and I played on the track, and that was the thing that made me wake up. You know, I think that's the weirdest fucking thing ever, and it sounds like I'm talking about ghosts or something, but it's not. That's the fucking truth, man. You're really weird. So,
okay.
Nothing.
Have you been reading fakeologist.com/blog?
You hear what I said?
I heard what you said. You're talking about Las Vegas. Is that right?
Right, but that doesn't sound weird to you. Or it sounds I'm tight. One of the two. And that's the thing, that's the reason why I said it. Because, like, I'm totally not talking shite. It's like, that disturbs my fucking life. I don't understand how that can happen.
I couldn't hear you exactly properly. So, you were awakened by the Las Vegas shooting hoax. So I couldn't, what was the detailed question you wanted to ask me about that?
Oh, it wasn't a question of, can you hear me now? I'm going to get...
I can hear you, but your Wi-Fi, combined with your Wi-Fi and your headset, lack of headset, it makes it hard to understand you.
Sorry, is this better? Can you hear me better?
You gotta keep talking.
Can you hear me better now if I speak like this?
Yeah, you're a little better.
It doesn't matter, man. I mean, I said it once, so it doesn't matter.
I get you.
So, there's another one. I hear another one.
There's another what?
There's another weird connection, right? And again, you can look me up, and anybody that ever wanted to fucking figure it out could look it up. I've got a friend of a friend who, as someone who died at the Paris shooting and the concert thing.
You have a friend of a friend that died at Paris?
Or maybe friend. Yeah, a friend of a friend's brother. Right, there you go. Yeah.
That's just a little too distant for me, brother.
No, but here's the thing. I look at the pictures and she's adamant that that's her brother. It doesn't.
What does that have to do with anything? So I could say I have a friend of a friend, of a cousin, of a cleaner, of a brother who died on 9/11.
I'm not claiming anything. I'm telling you the story. But that's the thing. It doesn't look like a real. It looks like one of those just generated guys. And I know that she didn't meet him. Really weird.
Okay.
It seems like a person that didn't exist, you know, and he was doing merch for people. And it was the big push with all the people that had died. And they still have, annual concerts for him and all that. When you look at the pictures, it looks like the same as any of those manufactured
Okay. Well, I don't think you can look at a picture and tell which one's real and which one's manufactured. That time has long since passed when you can tell the difference between real and fake.
No, but you do have a gut feeling when you look at a lot of them.
They're just too good.
No, I disagree
a
lot.
Have you gone to thispersondoesn'texist.com?
Yeah, that's old, old, isn't it?
But have you looked at that?
Yeah, like years ago. But what I'm saying is, like, that kind of thing, you can adjust your sight to it and you start to see it more and more, you know. I think you can acute your sight to it. It's just, it's not difficult.
Okay.
You know?
If you can,
But it gets more and more, the fact that it gets more difficult. Yes, I think I do.
All right, that's good.
Yeah, I was just saying, man, it's a bit, I feel odd in a way that what are the odds of any of these fake things being close to my life? That's what I feel weird about. And
all right.
I haven't seen anyone else talk about that. And that immediately makes it seem like people you discard. Yeah, whatever that is, And that's why you're reluctant to talk about it. But those are truths. And not only that, there's more. I told you the one at Vegas where one of my best friends that I actually went to see at the time told me that a roadie of ours in the past had actually been at the gig. And that doesn't make any sense to me. It's like, how can you have a touchstone to something that I'm bringing to a conversation that just happened? I haven't seen you for a week. And you've got someone on the fucking scene. And yet I'm supposed to trust you as a friend. It doesn't make any sense. It's like fucking... I'm not mental. It's just some weird shit happens in life sometimes, man. But it doesn't make any sense that so many would come together at once. That's what can...
Okay. What else is new?
Well, I got some new sins. Apart from that.
You got some what?
Synthesizer plugins.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll send you some music, man. I don't really know where to send them to because I've got a bunch of stuff I could do for you, like
Well, you can go to Discord. There's an audio clip channel where you can upload them there.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, cool. I'll do that, man.
You can send anything through Discord. You can email me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm only on every single platform known to man. So to say you can't connect to me...
More than IPS?
Yeah, more than I... Well, he tries more than I do. He goes on them and then he stops using them all. But yeah,
I know,
it's
like catching a fucking tail, man. He's everywhere.
Yeah, but that's not a great strategy because...
Oh, it's absolutely not.
It's a stupid strategy because he's everywhere but nowhere all at the same time because he's never in one place for very long.
Mostly on YouTube, a wee bit, but...
Yeah, he's got about 10 YouTube channels as well. And they all spelled sort of differently with punctuation all over the place. He's
I've got another one for you. This is an absolute truth. And I've got... I mean, I put it on my Twitter before it got deleted. I'm not sure if that's why it got deleted, but... I found an algorithm in YouTube. And so you get your subscription... And they come up on a grid, you know, depending on how, like, zoomed in or zoomed out you are or whatever. But they come up on a grid. And using those, every day, I grabbed everything that looked like one of the numbers, you know. And, like, these days you'd say it's, like, you know, the obvious 33s, the 311s and 911s. Not scrambled and all that shit. They had to be together, you know. And every day, there's at least a dozen. I did it for a month, and I let it hold it. Just when you get onto your homepage, grab, here's my criteria. It was whether it was in the numbers of
views. Hold on, what homepage are you talking about?
YouTube.
I don't go on a...
Well,
If you want to encourage more audios like these, please go to Fakeologist.com and click the Patreon button under the donate section. For $1.19 a month, you can call yourself a verified listener, and for $9.11 a month, a benefactor, who will get a shout out every time Ab does a show. Thank you for your support.
And I do have one new benefactor, Buck Cherry. Bucked up with 9/11 a month.
I tried to talk to him earlier, but it was all fucked up. He was on the road.
Is he? Buck Cherry, new.
No, it was the first
patient.
Time I tried to actually get into your thing, man. I just thought, I didn't know what I was doing, so I just pressed
that's
that,
right.
And then he appeared, and it was like, oh, so it's that simple.
You just drop in and drop, and you're good. You're good to go, buddy.
Yeah, well, as long as it's good. Yeah, so you didn't hear what I was saying. Regardless of whether you got YouTube, right? So when you do have YouTube and you get subscriptions and you go to a homepage, right? It comes up with a grid. It comes up with a grid of videos, right? Like that you've subscribed to, the latest ones, right? From that, I just looked for those numbers and how likely or unlikely it would be for them to keep turning up, and they keep turning up. And I know it's not like blah blah blah, blah, but it just goes to show that it's like it's some weird subliminal, just in your face bullshit that's on the algorithm of the numbers bear no relation to what actually is going on. Not those aren't the views, and those aren't the minutes, and those aren't X, Y. They're there just to keep doing it. You know, there's no way that I've come up with a dozen, 2 dozen a day just doing that much. And I'm not, like, subscribed to thousands of channels.
Yeah, hold on a sec. Hold on. I'm just moving around here, brother. Give me a minute.
Hello.
Yeah, hold on, Sam. Are you going?
You there? You hear me?
Yeah, hold on, Sam Tassel. Hold on. Hold your horses.
You hear me, though?
I hear you. Hold on.
All right.
Can you hear me? Hold on.
Oh, people say it every one of us.
Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, go ahead.
What was I doing?
Go ahead, Van Tassel. Speak.
Speaking.
Go ahead. Tell me something interesting.
Why is it that you can send something up into the atmosphere and then suddenly it becomes a vibe?
Great question. Have you followed the thread on cluesform.info on that?
I've been through everything, yeah.
Okay. You've been through cluesform quite a bit?
Unfortunately, yes. I've spent a lot of time.
You're not a fan of cluesform?
No, I would say, like, actually, fortunately. But, yeah, I love it, man. I couldn't join it, though. I found it really difficult. I sent requests, and I couldn't post there at all. It was really weird.
You couldn't post there? Why not?
Don't know why. Go here, another one up, just to prove that I'm a shell and whatever those other words are.
Yeah, okay, go ahead. Go ahead, give me some shill.
I also have a friend that lives right next to garlic. And that garlic thing happened, right? Not the direct.
What's garlic?
Put shitting after it and it'll happen.
What's garlic?
It was a place in North California, garlic. And there was a garlic shitting sounds ridiculous.
Oh, Garmin. Sorry, it's your accent. When you said sounded like something else. Your accent's a little thick today.
I don't like shooting. But that was a friend of a sister. It doesn't make any sense.
You are well connected in the PSYOP industrial complex.
Exactly. So tell me what's wrong with me. Why the fuck is it happening with me? I don't understand, you know.
Did you listen to Marcus Allen's audio that I posted on how to spot a shill or controlled opposition?
I listen to them all, and like, sad as it is, I already have them all. I already, have them in a folder. So
you have all the Marcus Allen audio?
No, I've got loads, though. And before, I got a bunch of Foxbusters stuff that he was on.
Okay. You have the one, he says he deleted it. There's one where he did a whole thing on the Jesuits. Do you have that one?
No, don't remember that.
Well, that goes way back to 20...
He's not shy about talking about it either.
I
just listened to the one, it might have been the one that you just put up, where he's saying, I only just learned about that, yesterday kind of thing from somebody, you know. And he was, blind to the whole thing, and he's that takes on a whole new... That might have been from 2010 or something. Is that what I was listening to today? This one. I can't remember which one it was, but definitely one that you put up recently. It's brilliant, man. The Master Tape Theater stuff you used to put up was awesome.
Oh, good. I'm glad you like that. That's Master Fake Theater, by the way.
Fake, sorry. Right.
Well, Marcus has lots of audios that would qualify for Master Fake Theater, but I just decided to put them all in their own category under his name.
There's a couple that I remember back then when I first started listening to you, when he was having goes at folk. It was amazing. Better than any Howard Stern shit you ever heard, but it was talking about good stuff, you know? It was I love
which
that.
One's which one is
I can't
that?
Remember which ones it was, but I put it back on, don't have a phone, but I've got a tablet that isn't, so I put it on the iPad, but I remember wandering around with the dogs listening to that two or three times, just loving it,
Can I insult you by asking you to do Scotty from Star Trek again about the
engine?
No,
you did it before, and that's me asking you to do fucking Mike Myers or something shit like that.
I know, but I'm no good at it. I couldn't do Mike Myers.
Yeah,
I
you
like
do
him.
It naturally, man. I couldn't do a Canadian accent, man, in my life. Couldn't try. And I'm hung about it. I've been in bands with Canadians. Plenty of people who didn't even actually pay me, but fuck
now,
that.
Mike Myers does a great Scottish accent. Did you know that?
Wow, because his mom and dad are...
Oh my goodness. Yeah, I guess they are Scottish. So his, do you remember his Fat Man impression? The Fat Man?
No, I don't watch movies, man. So I don't,
I don't know what it was from either. Hold on a sec, I gotta switch over.
Even then, I wouldn't know what Geddy Lee sounds like. I've never looked for a Geddy Lee interview or anything. I'm sure he's super Canadian.
Whatever happened to Mike Myers? Disappeared.
He went gray. When people go gray, they go away.
Yeah, that's true. I like that one. How old are you, Van Tassel?
Just turned 50, I told you the other day.
Oh, yeah, okay, I'm sorry. When you turn my age, 53... When you get to 53, you gotta keep asking the same questions over and over again, I'm sorry. You'll just wait a few years. You'll be asking the same question over and over again, too.
I totally noticed that with a friend who was a little bit older than me. Almost perfect on the cusp, because he's 4 years older than me. And he would talk about, things that had happened or whatever. It never happened before. Look at him. And difficult, isn't it? Because you just gotta be fucking polite and go, alright, and let him do it again. There's two things here. Either I'm not that important, or you just fucking don't know.
Yeah, you're right. Well, I'm constantly asking the same questions of my of my children. They said, I just told you that.
Oh, you do it all the time.
I said, I'm really, I just said, can you stop saying that? I just say, can you stop saying that? Just say it again. Just say it again. You don't have to rub it in that I asked you already. It's okay. I don't mind if you repeat. Is your breath that expensive that you can't say it twice? That's how I,
Yeah, fair enough.
Yeah.
I thought of any beef.
By the way, this is, we should give the date, because somebody, although I doubt it, might listen to this. Like, I'm listening to Marcus's audios from 10 years ago. Someone might be listening to this, so.
Yeah, you're right.
Today is Friday, July 10th, 2020. I'm a psychologist.
That's the day that the UK demanded that everybody that goes into a supermarket must wear.
Right. So for anyone in the future, if they haven't erased every old piece of media in the future, and you stumble upon this, say you dig this up out of a bottle that floated across the Atlantic, and you're listening to this now, you're listening to the past, back in the time when we had internet, and I could talk from Toronto to Scotland for free, and I could meet people that were fakeologists. These might be the good old days that you listening in 20, maybe you're listening in 2120 right now. I hope the world makes it to 2120. But maybe you're listening back to this old technology where we have an audio where we ask ourselves, can you hear me, can you hear me, over and over again.
Can I give you I'll give you a personal one on that recently. I have a poison beast who took over my dead dad's house. That's right. It was just fine. And only recently she said she was going to redo the attic. It was like 3 years later. And she said there was some stuff wrong to me and my father. It said something about some tape. And that's exactly what you're talking about. Like a generation back, he had real tapes, you know?
Yeah.
And they were just time capsules, you know? Like, he would run the tape when people were having parties. So everyone would be saying.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yes, exactly. Like, absolute, just like time capsules of the '70s, basically, like all early '70s, all the way through. And I remember.
But he would just leave the tape on record, and
yeah. People would know what the microphone was, and like sing into it and stuff like that. And super like lo-fi, Brundigs and stuff like that. But I think that she's got them. But she's such a little poison dwarf. Like she would like pin them. More than you know how much that means to me to hear my dad have that. Yeah. It'd be really cool to hear him jamming and stuff. Because my family did it the whole time I was growing up, you know. But I'm just talking about the next generation. That literally give that one thought and then just in the bin. It wouldn't, the whole legacy thing wouldn't even mean anything to her. Do you know what I mean? You know, a different generation.
Okay, I got disconnected. Are you saying he left the microphone open and just recorded everything?
Yeah, but what I'm saying is a lot of those tapes are held by a little horrible niece of mine.
Okay.
And I just think that however much it would mean to me to even...
Oh, we
interrupt our program to bring you this important message.
G'day guys, it's Harry L here from Melbourne, Australia, and you're listening to Fakeologist Radio on fakeologist.com.
Hey, that was a good one. Harry L. Locked up in Melbourne.
No, I was just saying, like, I think she wouldn't think twice about throwing it out, but the fact that it could be so, that you could, like, find a machine for it, even if she'd thrown the machine out as well, and that should still be there. Sorry, I'm giving you personals. I'm getting them.
Well, I did audios in the 70s as well, Van Tassel. From Glasgow, and I wish I could find those tapes, but I'm afraid they're long gone. I did a couple radio interviews pretending I was an interviewer, and I interviewed my siblings.
Oh, yeah. Love that stuff, when you're a kid, yeah.
Yeah. I had a talent show where I recorded the talent show. I was the host, not the talent.
I did the Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, and I was so obsessed with it because my brother used to listen to it on the radio. Actually, you're talking about like 1977, 78, or 79, whatever it was, like live. And I was just, you know, you look up to your brother and all. He got the novels and stuff. I typed it out on my dad's typewriter. So I remember I was so obsessed with that man.
Oh yeah, I did a lot of typing. I had a typewriter. Yeah.
And I remember the first tour I did with Bruce. Actually, we took a typewriter. Because we were like totally.
Was it a Corona typewriter?
You know, I doubt it. A cheap Italian. It could fit in a.
I hope you're not going to tell me a story that you know Tom Hanks.
I do not, no. No, but I have thought, well, I put one of my posts just before I got taken off Twitter was, and you...
Are you sure you were taken off Twitter? Why would anyone take you off Twitter?
Well, here's two things that... you tell me, man. Two things I did.
Are you that important? How many followers did you have?
It's not even the first time. I got taken off YouTube for fucking commenting on IPS's thing. Believe that or not, but that's fucking true. And I had three channels, and one of my channels was actually reasonably successful. I was doing... I'm a mental case, right? But I used to do horror films, right? And I would take the people out, and I called it Without People. I did hundreds of them. I loved doing it. And the movies looked amazing. All you would get was the B-roll and the monsters, and that's it. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, a little bit. I don't know what you're talking about, really.
You don't like horror movies. But, anyway,
No.
But basically what I'm saying is they all got taken out at a music channel and a movie edit channel. I think that was, like, and then just because one of them... The same day I wrote something on PS's thing, I got a warning, and then the next morning, they were gone. It was like all these channels, and they say something about your IP address, you can't rejoin Google or...
Oh, by the way, if you've got any, I meant to ask anyone that's listening, if you've got any really good Fakeologist type video, send it to me. And I'll put on FakoTube. I've sort of decided that I'm going to be probably one of the only people that can upload to FakoTube because I want it to be more of a curated video library and as opposed to just a mass uploading place, mainly as well because I couldn't possibly take in millions of uploads because it costs a fortune. So if anyone has some great Fakeologist-related video, send it to me.
I love you, Abman.
Oh, thank you. Appreciate that. So are you going to join Fakeologist.social, which is my Twitter knockoff? I'm trying to get it going. I don't have enough people on there.
Yeah, I mean, I guess so. I mean, I should get back on Twitter, but it seems like some great stuff, but it's a never end. You just lose yourself in it. It's like your whole time gets taken up by... Stuff.
Oh yeah, the great time sink. You're just pissing into the wind anyway, you know that.
Yeah, totally, man. Like, totally pointless.
At least if you're on a smaller platform like Fakeologist.social, you know that more than one person in the whole world will read it, because it'll be... Twitter is an avalanche of crap. At least if you're on a blog or on a smaller...
Oh, crap, man. There's some great stuff there. But, I mean, what I ended up doing was, like, I joined, and I was like, oh, all great, you know. And then just slowly deleted almost everything. And just had,
well, every other Twitter post now is something about COVID. Yeah, but every other post on Twitter... is from the official sources on COVID.
I know, but that's
you
what I'm
can't
saying.
Get away from it.
I wouldn't follow it like a news thing at all. It's just like, I like what this person says or what this person says. That was it. I mean, it wasn't it's weird when you watch all those other folk and they've got like thousands. What the fuck are you doing, man? I mean, that's just information overload. You're never ever going to be able to decipher anything. You know?
Well, most of it's nonsense.
That's what I'm saying. What? It's like, it's designed that way. That's why I got out. Well, not got out, but I'm not going to go back in.
Well, join fakeologist.social. It's the last time I'm going to tell you to do it. And try and put some relevant stuff on there, and I'll read it.
Yeah. Here's another one that you'll hate, right?
Oh, God. Have
you ever touched on anagram posts or anything? I don't remember
anything. What are you talking about?
Words. The power of words. Kind of. You can tell that I'm not a woo-woo person, but what I'm saying is I've just stumbled upon a bunch of weird stuff. So I was just asking if you have, or you just dismissed it as like astrology.
Can you find another? I know you're 50, but could you find another word instead of weird? Because weird is one of those words that means nothing.
Sorry.
it's a filler word. What do you find about anagrams compelling?
That's that they tend to they can tell a story of the individual. Yes, that's it.
Okay. Well, you have to give me an example so I can evaluate.
Can I give you an example?
Of an anagram, yeah.
Cool, man. Hold on one second.
Well, send me one. I'll tell you if it's interesting. I like your description of it being a little woo-woo.
It's definitely woo-woo, like that, man. No fucking way But when you do, here's the thing, when you do something once and then you do it, that's not what science is really. You keep doing it and then it doesn't keep working, then you're a fucking idiot or whatever they call it. Hold with me and I'll get to it.
If anyone's listening on the live stream right now, you can join in, fakeologist.com/B/Bravo/Discord.
So I'll tell you, I guess you got to put your own limits or ideas or whatever on it. It seems to me that the words, that the names they're using in these events, right, further reaching things than just the names, and the names themselves, maybe it might be that we don't even realize that we're taking it in. The names.
Oh,
there,
right, yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying? And
what about the school teacher who was George Floyd's grade 2 school teacher?
Right,
did you remember that one?
Yes. So this is simple. I put stuff through anagram or scramblers, right? So it's not all about complete phrases with the word. These are all names, right? And it's what's contained in the name, all right? And if you didn't have the name, this is the way I figured it. If you didn't have the name, could you figure out what it was all about? You know what I'm saying? A wee bit. So if I put Jared Lee Loughner, right? That's
right.
Like,
who is he again?
Gabby Gifford.
Gabby Gifford Shooter. Right. Got it.
We get Alone, Loner, Angered, Reloader, Renegade, Deranged, Erranged, Laughed, Ragdoll, Danger, Delude, Golden, Goal, Hanged, Held. I'm just saying that a lot of these words were probably contained just to be upsetting and not necessarily connect. A lot of them are. Hurled, lunged, neural, nudged, ordeal, render, unreal, and still. Angel, anger, ghoul, gnarl, gourd, groan, legal, ledger, judge, juror, and one that comes up with every politician, almost everything with anything, Laden, L-A-N. Honest to God, man, I could sit all night and go through, I've gone through dozens of these, and Laden's always in. Carry on.
Did you say Aladdin? You broke up because you're on this Wi-Fi connection that's
Laden,
terrible.
L-A-D-N. Like
nah, you broke up again.
Bin Laden. As in Bin Laden.
Oh, Bin Laden. Got it.
But not the bin. L-A-D-E-N, keeps coming up Latin. With all these, go backwards,
okay.
God, equal, large, rule, rude, rage, hang, bore, pose, aggro, ug, arg, all these words, man, ruler, rule, rule, right, so that's just him, we go into something like, and Tamerlan, the Boston guy, right? Tamerlan, whatever his name.
Sarnoff.
That's it.
Jokerov.
Right. Malfeasor, arrested, ensnarer, startled, steelman, metal, arsenal, street, smatter, alarm, Easter, event, eraser, mental, van man. Van ran over the guy. Server, tear. It starts to not make sense. I mean, there's so many of them, man. Adam, Peter, Lanza. Alarmed, mental, impaler, dead man, pretend, rampant, napalm, temper, armed. Again, Laden, leper, plant, damn, lame. Adam Lan. John, Martin, John Bryan. Abnormality. That's the first one that comes up. Carnation, abattoir, assaboy, traitor, brainer, brassy, hitman, martyr, tyrant, annoy, army, assy, eerie, mania, harm, Eric David Harris. I know who that is. Acid head.
Oh, well, who is this?
The first shooters from the night. Columbine.
Oh, what was the guy's name again? There were two of them, right?
Yeah, Eric David Hart. First.
Eric David Hart?
Harris.
Hart?
And Dylan Ben. Yeah, Dylan Leopold and Eric Hart. I've included his middle name. Discard.
Okay.
Airheads, Cadavers, Charade, Die Hard, Hardcase, Carver, Diaries, and the Diaries. Discard, Divider, Scarier, Taser, Scared, Cries, Shred, Ache, Dead, Die. And the other guy is, I mean, fucking hell, ANS's, Deadbolt, Baloney, Leak, Deadly, Dead Eyes, Deleted, Oddball, Deadly, Loaded, Lonely, Ended, Lead, Body, Dead, Lead, Load, Odd. These are just things that I've known about.
It sounds like you're reading a Dr. Seuss book.
They're all connected to the single name, man. This is what I'm saying. Like, it seems fucking...
So what is your thesis? What is happening?
I don't have one.
Explain it to the...
I don't have
you
it.
Have to. You have
well,
to have a conclusion. You can't just
there's
some, out
there's
off
something,
information.
No, there's something in language that we're getting that we don't even see. Like, there's so much...
Okay, you do realize these are highly designed psychological operations. They're done by men. You
yes.
Can, do you understand that?
I understand it. That's
okay.
What fascinates.
So what's your conclusion? What is the psychological significance of the name?
That someone is creating this to...
Oh.
What's her done?
Of course. Okay, I agree with that. See, that's all you had to say. Yeah, I agree. They're highly engineered, manipulative, social influence operations. I.O.
Right.
Influence operations.
Right, but wouldn't you want to know the algorithms of how that was put together? That's the next thing, isn't it? That's the next one.
Well,
why?
It's not that hard. You could just do the reverse of what you just did. Put all these annoying words... And put them in a blender and see what names come out. And then always throw three names and put them together.
You're right.
It's not that hard. Don't try and read that much into it. It's not that big of a deal. But
no, it's a huge deal, man, because I've done it with everybody. It
yeah,
really
you've
is.
Done it. You're one in a million people that would do that. I study this stuff. I've never done it. I have seen people...
I know, but no one's ever done
it.
Can I give you one more? Or the next
yeah.
one that came up? Loretta Jean.
How about
Jody.
That?
Right?
Who's
do
that?
Do you know who she is?
That's why I said, who's that?
She's the one that died in a plane crash that someone apparently just happened to be filming.
Where's that? Loretta Jean Fuddy, as in Fuddy Duddy?
Yeah, you know her.
I don't. That's why I'm asking who it is. What plane crash?
All right, I'll move on. Greta Von Thunberg, okay?
Say again?
Greta Thunberg.
No, wait. I'm asking you where Fuddy Duddy was from. What plane crash?
Who's the one that, something to do with Obama's, what do you call it, like birth certificate, and she was the one that was going to expose it, and then suddenly she died.
Wasn't that in Hawaii, in a boat?
Yeah.
You said plane crash.
Well, no, the plane crashed. Yeah, it wasn't in a boat.
Oh, okay. It was Hawaii, wasn't it?
They crashed, and then they floated, and then, like you would do when everyone was dying, and you would film it, wouldn't you? So someone filmed it, and then it was anomaly. All I'm saying is, like, I put Loretta Jean Fuddy in. And what came out was floundered, deflated, dreadful, flounder, altered, deflate, dry land, floated, floater, funeral, fearful, float, faulty, floaty, ordeal, raft, unreal, and again, laden, hero, reef, flying.
You're listening to another hour of Fakeologist Audio Chat on Fakeologist.com.
We accept the reality of the world with which we're presented. It's as simple as that.
Okay.
Well, you don't think so? Greta Thunberg? Yeah. This is fucked up. I don't think she's a real person. Do you think she's... That's not a real... That's like a fabricated entity, isn't it?
Well, she's... Yeah, she's on the world stage. She could be some kind of actress, but people have researched her name and her family, so they might be real. Yeah, at the very least, it's child abuse, what they did to the girl.
Right, well, even that might hold on to these. I'll put her name in, and you get... She's got some fucked up middle names, so I just chose them as well. When you do that, you get marionette, animation, domination, automaton, non-normal, anti-human, reanimate, non-normal, algorithm. You get Al Gore. Within
ha ha.
Emulation, non-neural, Terminator, entertainment. And then you get into, like I said, as well as saying what it is, it seems to have disgusting things as well. Like, of whatever, but regeneration, harbinger, humanitarian, entitlement, beleaguerment, beleaguer engineer, entrainment, threatening, regurgitate, tribulation. I mean, it never ends with this chick. Reanimation, anti-natural. And I'm just scanning these unoriginal, geothermal, in her automation, green heart, threatened, geothermal. Large mouth, arrogant, abominate, torturing, muttering, green room, bioterror, green belt,
wow.
Lame brain. It's fucked up, man. It, nightmare, ultra heat, big mouth.
Do you get any? How about some coronavirus? You got any of that in your name?
No, I didn't see any of that in any of that shit.
Oh, that was very good.
It took a wee while. I put it through one thing, and I just went, and I went to the wiki of the person and got a feel. It's like, do I remember whatever from her or whatever from him or whatever? And probably I don't know that much, but I put Bill Clinton on his clothes on this. It's unbelievable. I lost my mind the past 2 days. Honestly.
Yeah.
This is what I put up on Twitter. And they said, yeah, it was word stuff. That was the last
All
thing
right.
I put on.
Well, put it on fakeologist.social.
No, there's loads of words, though, man. That's the thing. It goes on, like, let me just, like, do this one for you. And Osama bin Laden. Do you want to hear that one?
Who is it? Osama bin Laden?
Well, his full name, Osama bin Mohammed bin Awad bin Lad. That's his name. Non-dimensional.
Wow.
Disembodied. Demolished. So, remember, I'm thinking these things are connected to the story, the person, and the jokery. You know what I mean? The whatever the mistake is. Blindsided. Mishandled. Abominable. Downslide. Demonized. Blemished. Again, I think things like blemished are just like horrible words that encode the thing with. Headlines. Bohemian. Bonehead. Anomaly. Inland. Wannabe. Abominable. Demonized. Hedonist. Bloodied. Swindled. Insomnia. And this one keeps coming up, man. Manhole. And I keep thinking that that's connected to the French guys. That's basically what they were focusing on before the first plane hit. And manhole comes up in almost everyone in the Bush administration. There's about three or four words that keep coming up. Anyway, nomad. But the enemy headwind, saddened, maddened, deadened, newsmen, lensmen, sidemen, blinded, wobble, showman, newsman, awesome, demons, and again, don't have a fucking pig in the fight, Mason, every time, Mason, sandman, slam, mislead, dilemma, wham, sham, man, dead man, banshee, bedlam, disabled, baddies. It's ridiculous, it's comical. Animal, amnesia, sandman, man-made, ashamed, oil man, demon. And this is one that keeps coming up as well, is models. I'm telling you that they were using models. Smiled, inside, demise, doom, horrible words. Hidden, denied, bodies, bleed, bomb, bombing, insane, meadow, denial, sadden, damn, bad men, bedlam, lame, lawman, ashman, madman, badman, bowman, man, Sodom, demon, blown, bones, blood, ember, bleeds, bombs, Bible, mason, lawn, slain, amen, leans, ashton, shame, adios, media, ash, aided, beams, blame, media, moon, booze, news, neon, woman, slew. It never ends, man. There's still another page. Just one guy.
I only got 5 more minutes before I gotta check out for dinner.
You don't think that's weird, man?
I don't use that word.
Oh, sorry, do you not think that...
I think it's interesting to a point, but there's only so many letters and only so many words, so you're going to get a lot of
confirmation
bias.
Else. I put those words in, and I would have seen other things, and the majority of it was all like this. All those words that I put in. Granted, I didn't put in James Taylor. I don't know. I'm trying to think of nice people rather than horrible
yeah.
people.
You said you saved a lot of videos over the years.
Yes.
Do you have anything worthy of going on FakoTube that might have been ripped off of YouTube?
Oh, like hours and hours, man. I mean, the ideal thing for me and you would be to get some sort of cloud thing going and I could just, like, throw folders over and you could, like, get them out yourself, but, you know.
All right. I will, I'll create a directory called Van Tassel.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll share it. Is it available? Do you want to make it public so anyone can look at it?
Oh, fuck yeah, man. Like, whatever.
Yeah, okay. Okay, send me, I'll send you a link. And we'll, I'll create a Van Tassel directory. And then anyone can go through
it. I'm not crazy, though, man. I'm not a nutcase. I'm just a little bit
I never
drunk.
Said you're crazy, but you're a little... I know you're somewhat... removed from your normal consciousness somehow?
No, not really. I'm telling you the truth about absolutely everything. And the only reason I'm doing it is because it doesn't make any sense to me. And you know.
Well, somebody listening could probably make some sense of it. I got the general idea. That's fine. But
it seems unlikely that I'm a person that has had this bounce off them. It seems unlikely to even me that's the case.
No.
Yeah. I don't know what to make of it, because the other thing is...
Well, maybe somebody listening can help you.
Right, man.
All right, I'll send you a link to a directory, and then you can toss things in the directory. I use a program called Resilio Sync. There's no cloud. There's no cloud. There's just a connection between our two torrent directories. And that way anyone can also link up and stuff in.
Since the corona thing happened as well, one other little thing is you can download absolutely anything. Everyone seems to have free access to all software, all movies, and all everything. Like, you don't really have to pay for it. Dig a little bit there.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah. So it's like bootleg software and bootleg movies. It's like weird. Suddenly,
Well, I haven't really noticed, because I don't really go after many movies or software, actually, because I never have time to watch it.
I'm a musician, so like, you can see the difference.
Oh, well, that's interesting.
Yeah. It's like an unlimited thing, almost. Like, there's websites that didn't exist before that suddenly exist that's, like, take.
How are musicians going to make a living if we can't have a concert?
Yeah, they're going to have to do work for the screen, basically. Or, like, work for the...
Do you think there'll be concerts ever again?
Oh, they'll make an effort, but it'll be a joke. Although, here's the thing, maybe it won't be a joke. Think about not being crammed together and having your own wee space, and then eventually you'll be able to bring your own table and stuff, and it'll end up being like more like a Hollywood Bowl than personal holiday. I don't know. But yeah, it's not cool. None of it's cool, man. I mean, I told you, the fact that from today you're not allowed to go into supermarkets without a face covering is unbelievable. To phone the doctor today about something as well. And she said the same thing. She's like, I'll leave your prescription. You can't get your prescription, but you have to wear a face covering. And I said, leave it outside. And she was like, yeah. Like, what I'm finding is, like, as soon as you get a little bit, you just, like, have all a bruise. Like, even all the bravado, and see that if you go against the supermarket, because obviously all those videos are bunk. See a bunch of guys lifting me up before, because I don't have a mask on. You know what I'm saying? It's like, just to buy some cigars. It doesn't make any
sense. Yeah.
And if people saw that happen, you could hope something. You know what I mean? But only need someone.
Well, I talked to my dentist, because the hygienist couldn't come in because she didn't fix up her office enough for the hygienist to be allowed to come in.
Right.
So she cleaned my teeth. She's never heard of the terrain theory in her life. You know, when you're talking to a dentist, you can't talk much, because she has a lot of sharp, shiny objects right against your flesh. So I tried to get her to do the talking, because I knew I wouldn't be able to respond.
Yeah.
But she never heard of the terrain theory. She thought it was interesting.
Right. Well, interesting is the best click you could ever get.
The best
what? The best click, the best hook, the best anything you can ever get. If someone says, oh, that's interesting, that means that they've logged it, you know, and they're going to go back to it.
Oh, yeah, it was a good response. She never heard of the idea that we already have all the viruses in us, and maybe they're... A virus doesn't cause disease any more than flies cause garbage. And then she came back at me with, yeah, you're right, fire trucks don't cause fires. I said, yeah, now you're getting it. That's right. That's exactly right. So she sort of was a little with it. She thinks she's going to be shut down again in a couple months. She just thinks the whole thing is going to go back down again.
Just for laughs and giggles, can I give you my William Jefferson Clinton rundown? It really is. Pretty funny. I'll give you this actual one.
Okay. This okay, is, I got 2 minutes. 2 minutes. Go fast.
Bill Clinton, right? This is what's
yeah.
in his name. Enema. Semen. Arse. Fart. Moron. Slime. Loser. Swine. Sinner. Cretin. Womanize. Score. Escort. Incest. Flirts. Liaison. Moron. Bollocks. Erotic. Erotica. Eroticism. Orifice. Stiffener. Oral. Fornifications. Swollen, stiffens, erections, fellators, fellator, fellatio, fellations, fellations, stainer, secretion, fornicate, forcemeat, nastier, wino, loonies, loonier, loon, bootsy, loosey, fillies, scrotal, clitoris, clitoral, softcore.
Right.
That's Bill Clinton.
Wow, I'm not even going to ask you to do Monica Lewinsky because I'm just afraid of what you're going to say.
Crazy, man. Just look into it. It's like
yeah.
unbelievable.
All right.
I cannot
All right, let's leave the audience with some websites. Psychologist.social, Psychotube.com, and, of course, we're on the Discord now. Don't forget the site that started it all, Psychologist.com. /donate, by the way. I have a P.O. box, so if you want to send a prepaid Visa card or anything else, you can send cash if you wrap it up in aluminum and take the aluminum off your hat and wrap up your cash. Apparently that's a way of hiding it. I'm not sure how. And you can donate if you like the site. Phacotube does cost lots of money, and it is... It's already getting more hits than the blog, which I figured would happen. So feel free to chip in and enjoy the site, because who knows how much longer websites will be. Who knows how much longer it'll be easy to find websites by typing in their name. You'll always be able to use the number.
Get giant balloons for doing best in helium.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to have dinner, and then I'm going to go jump in the lake. All right, Van Tassel. Nice chatting with you. All the best
love
to you
mom.
And yours. All right. Thank you. I can't love you yet. I hardly know you, but you're a good guy. Appreciate it.
I'm not crazy, man. I'm not crazy. I'm just telling you the truth.
I know. But no fakeologist is crazy. You're really pursuing some interesting angles right now, which is great.
I'm trying to do new stuff. I know.
All right. And I'm going to send you the link so we can share some files.
That'd be great, man. All That'd right. be awesome. Because like, then you can
I'll
just go, like, fuck off, you know. Or you can go,
oh yeah. Yeah. All right. I'll talk to you later.
Thanks, man. Bye-bye.
That's all, folks.